degrees in Brisbane, Bayside 28, Logan 26. Actually, don't send them to Michelle. She won't know what's going on. Send them to my boss here, Rob Mailer. He's the guy with the headache. 28 degrees on the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, 27 degrees. In just a moment, why do disabled advocates feel used by Queensland Rail? They thought they were having a conversation with them about the new trains. Hey presto, after an event yesterday, they've gone, right, we've had enough of this. Why? What is the problem? Three brand shiny new trains on the Queensland Rail network. You think they'd be celebrating, but they're not. You'll hear why in just a moment.
ABC Radio Brisbane Traffic.
In Bars Scrub, there's been a truck rollover on Hine Road at Menora Road at the Bend. We've got a breakdown in Murray on the Gateway Motorway southbound around Wynnum Road. A car and cyclist crash has a Blucalia Street closed. It's closed in both directions between Dover Street and Lamont Road in Wilston. Bit of a nasty one, that one. Tunnel's going to be closed for quite some time. All crews are on the scene there. Have the lights on flash in Thorlands on Boundary Road at Springacre Road, and lights are on flash in Caboolture on James Street at Beerburrum Road and Hastings Street intersection. The Gateway Motorway is heavy northbound from Eight Mile Plains to Mackenzie, slow on the Riverside Expressway heading into the CBD, and the Logan Motorway westbound delays from Tanimera to Berrinbah. Big delays on the M1 still northbound from Beenleigh all the way up to Underwood, the Bruce Highway southbound from the Anzac Avenue exit down to the Gateway exit, and the Gateway Motorway southbound from Bald Hills to Nudgee. From the Australian Traffic Network, I'm Olympia Kwiatkowski with the latest traffic on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Olympia, thank you very much. Also this morning, it looks like they've done it. The Greens get their first ever state member of parliament. We'll be speaking with the candidate for the seat of Maywar, Michael Bergman, this half hour. The first of the trouble-plagued new fleet of new generation rolling stock trains will hit the rail tracks in southeast Queensland network next week. Now, they've been trialled, I know, but formally on the tracks next week. The $4.4 billion fleet, built in India, run by a Canadian company, has been riddled with problems. The state government has spent more than a year upgrading them. Now, that was always going to be the case, somewhat. They always get adjusted slightly. But my next guest says they're not ready and there are serious problems which could leave Queensland Rail open to significant legal action. Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. Jeff Trappett, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You were at a press conference yesterday, Jeff. You were there with the big rollout. You were invited to inspect the trains, but apparently you were surprised when you got there. Tell me the story. Why?
We actually weren't invited to the press conference. We were invited to a meeting earlier in the morning before the press conference where it was announced that the trains would be on the track, and despite them being non-compliant with federal disability legislation, there was nothing that a person with a disability was going to be able to do about it. They were on the track, and that was it.
So why were you invited? What were you there for?
That's a good question, Steve. It seemed to be a setup. It was a matter of looking a typical Queensland Rail, looking like they're doing consultation, but actually just informing.
So you were really invited along to be what, lectured or misled? I'm trying to get you to frame it for me properly.
There was a discussion around how these rectifications could occur. There was a lot of question marks in how the rectifications could occur. Just for example, Downer, who were doing the modifications in Maribor, they don't even have a train shed big enough to fit a six-car train, which the NGRs are. They don't have a train shed big enough for three cars. So that shows how early the discussions are and how to actually fix these problems. And yet they're being rolled out on the track and people with a disability are being told, just trust us, we'll get it done.
Now, so you were there for the meeting, but then there was a press conference and TV cameras were invited along to show the shiny new trains.
And they showed some very pretty trains, Steve. Unfortunately, they're non-compliant to disability legislation.
What's wrong with them? So you're sitting in, I should tell the studio that Jeff's in the radio studio here with me in a wheelchair. Could you roll your wheelchair onto the train or down the carriages at all?
For a person with a disability, there's two principal issues with the train that are non-compliant. One is the bathroom is too small, doesn't meet the width requirements, and there's an access way between two of the carriages which doesn't meet compliance. So a person with a disability doesn't have the same ability to be able to move between the carriages as what an able-bodied person does, and that meets the definition of discrimination.
So you can get down the alleyway?
No.
Oh, you can't get down the alleyway?
No,
You cannot squeeze down the alleyway?
A person with a disability or even a large pram would struggle to get down this alleyway.
So what have you been negotiating or talking about for all these months with Queensland Rail? If they've been listening to your concerns, did they adopt any of your concerns?
They've said they will, but this is at a point in time. They've applied for an exemption. That exemption hasn't been heard yet. They've applied for an exemption which would run for 3 years, but they still haven't been able to show a roadmap of how those changes would occur. So as far as we're concerned, an exemption is premature even. The granting of an exemption is premature, given that there's no guarantee that the changes could actually be made.
Well, you've already previously declared on this radio station that you're going to go them legally.
We certainly are. First thing Monday morning on the first train, there'll be a person with a disability who will be discriminated upon, and that will be the cause for a disability discrimination complaint.
So the state government must know this, so they're making a calculated bet, I'm assuming, that you can't do anything before they get the trains running for the Commonwealth Games next year.
That's right. And to have a CEO of a government-owned organisation voluntarily opening themselves up to legal action is just an untenable situation.
They see it as a politically untenable situation, I'm assuming. We heard Nick Easy on this radio station for breakfast with Craig Zonka. Let me play you just briefly what Nick Easy, head of QR, had to say.
Well, we've always said that the trains will be entering into revenue service by the end of the year. As I said, they're important for meeting the demand and providing the services during the Commonwealth Games. And we have made the commitment to undertake the rectification works, and the funding has previously been announced by the government. So we think we've been very transparent, listened to our stakeholders, identified the works that need to be done, and we're committed to doing those. So we think in the interests of putting the trains in service and continuing to work with both the Australian Human Rights Commission and the stakeholders, we'll be able to rectify these issues, and we're committed to doing so.
You're one of those stakeholders he's talking about. He's going to continue to work with you and rectify the issues. They've got the money to do it. Why are you complaining?
Quite frankly, Nick's been used as a pawn by the Queensland government to roll out a train during caretaker period when his political masters aren't around to be able to take the flak.
So they are going to try and fix it. He said there they've got the money. Would you be happy if they had one train retrofitted in time, say for the Commonwealth Games, sorted out for disabled people?
We would be happy if they followed through the normal procedure that they committed to, where they applied for an exemption, and that exemption was looked at independently by the Human Rights Commission. They've decided to circumvent and try and preempt that decision and push the Human Rights Commission into a favourable decision. And that's a situation that I don't think the Queensland government should have ever entered into.
Have they indicated what their timeline is? I mean, they've been having long-standing negotiations with you. You were invited to this meeting or event yesterday where the cameras turned up. Have they given you a timeline to implement the necessary changes to make them lawful rolling stock in Queensland?
They've applied for a 3-year exemption, which means that the trains would be non-compliant and non-usable by a person with disability for 3 years. Now, for a person with a disability to say that they can't travel on a particular model of train for 3 years, imagine if transfer that over to a different section of society. Say all of a sudden women couldn't use a train for 3 years. How do you think society would react then? That's the kind of thing that really hammered this home in a human rights context.
So you can't go to the toilet, you can't go down the aisle of the trains, and you can't get on and off the trains in the new configuration.
That's right. The guard position has been completely redesigned. We had a trial yesterday of that guard position, and it was a complete setup. Everyone knew who I was and even my sporting background. So to say that was a valid trial of the boarding procedure, when everyone knew who I was, knew my standing in the community, and knew my sporting background, is a complete and utter furphy.
So, Jeff Trappett, you feel used, wounded by the sounds of yesterday's meeting with QR for the cameras.
Definitely used, and the Human Rights Commission should feel used too. They were put in a room and made an announcement too before they've actually had a chance to look at the case, and that's something that the Queensland government just shouldn't be entering into.
So the Australian Human Rights Commission, your disabled lobby group, were manipulated for a public relations event in the caretaker period so that the new state government wouldn't have to take the flak for a decision that's going to cost the taxpayer millions in a legal action.
It certainly looks that way to me, Steve.
Jeff Trappett, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Actually, before you go, one other question. I'm about to speak with the person who looks like they'll be the member for Maywar. a Greens candidate, but he rolled, or defeated essentially, Scott Emerson, who was the sitting member for that electorate. Mr. Emerson was involved in the original decision about these trains. Can I get your reflection on that at this moment?
Certainly no person with a disability in Queensland will be sad and shed a tear to see the back of Scott Emerson, given he signed off the NGR contract. That's an absolute surety.
So you think the electorate has done the right thing in Maywa when it comes to removing Mr. Emerson?
Absolutely. I couldn't be some more supportive of the electorate.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
That's Jeff Trappett from Inclusion News. And we'll let you know, but as you heard, Monday, their legal action is formally submitted.
Wait.